Okay, hold on a minute. Let me make sure that off. So last time we saw that if you have Brichasim Shavis, the Minshiva is Adif. It's Mechara passing Brichasim Shavis, so and you have a Minshiva, you mark the Minshiva, even though it's not Chavis. So Shaila is really on Rosh Hashanah night. So we make simanim in terms of the etzem kedima. So based on what we saw, as long as we're same Shabbos, we have a choice between making bracha on the apple or one of the Shabbos aminim. What should go first? Shabbos aminim go first. Now there are those who are neig, or you know, dip the apple in the honey to do the bracha on the apple first. The place will say the etzem be soid. It shouldn't be such a correct anoga. That's the minshiva should be adif, you know, based on our sugya. So that's some you should make bracha on the pomegranate or depending on what you have in terms of whatever's first, you know, that's really better. If you want to make a bracha on the apple first, so they say that you know you shouldn't bring it to the table. If it's not in front of you on the table, so then it's better. And you know, that'll be the correct anoga. It's rain or huh? Huh? Where is it? Huh? Huh?
Something spilled before. I think
it's painful. Okay. Something spilled. Stick it over here. Okay. Huh?
Should I go see if I can find a chair?
Okay. Guess that's all for the birthday and Shabbos. Talks. When Shabbos is assumed, Mishavah goes first. If I know Shoshana, if you want to be making the apple, you should take it off the. Off the table. Now, for any brachasim and Shabbos, we saw last time what's going to be the halacha, that if the bracha is not chasha, that's there's a mail of chavav. So the shayla, what do you do in this case? You have, say, grapes, which is apple, and you have, let's say, hadamah, let's say, a radish or something. Now, in terms of that's almost, if you have an eitz and a dhamma, wherever, two ein brachasim Shabbos, we'll go first. The chavav. So, let's say that the tapuach is the most chashiv, most chavav. Grapes is the least chavav. And a dhamma, we'll say it's a melon, let's say, is the second most chavav. So, a little bit of a circle there. Why? Because between the ein brachasim Shabbos, you have a choice between the apple and, let's say, the melon. Between the grapes and the melon, what should go first?
Grapes.
Why? Ein brachasim and Shabbos, what goes first?
Chavav.
So in other words, the melon goes before the grapes, okay? So that should be first. Now, between the apple and the grapes, what goes first? It's Brichasim and Shabbos. So what goes first? The Minshiva.
If they're equal,
Chavivos.
What
do you say?
Is it equal,
Chavivos? Brichasim and Shabbos? No. Minshiva goes first. Minshiva beats Chavivos. We don't look at them. So a little bit of a circle over here, right?
Well, it's a circle. It's, once it's Brichasim and Shabbos, you go out and bust the grapes.
Why? So what goes first? The grapes or the apple? What goes first?
The grapes. So it's, you're done right there. It's
the same. Okay. The grapes. Hold on a second. The grapes or the honeydew. What goes first? Chavav. So honeydew goes for the grapes. Okay. Now, between the grapes and between the honeydew and the apple, what goes first? Chavav. So the apple is more chashuv.
More chashuv than the honeydew.
Yeah. So which one's gonna go first?
Huh?
It's a weird case because it's unusual to have chavav at chavav at steel. But it's chavav to you, it's weird that you get something better or like it less.
What?
You can't like something better than one thing and you quit, but it's unusual.
Why? This is my preference. Like, apples are my favorite food, melon is second. And grapes is third. Why is that so swear?
What do you have min zach?
Fine, you don't like the muscle? I should make it between.
But once you have min zach,
Rabbi, once you have Mid Zion in when Derech HaSeim Shabbos is intrinsically better than Chavid. So, because you have Derech HaSeim on Shabbos with a Chavid, maybe like once you have Min Zion with the same Shabbos, so it's better
right.
than
Chavid. Yeah, there's a tie like that. Shabbat Levi wants to say like that, the Pshat has Min Shiva wins. That's Machria. But you know, definitely is in Santara. Fine. Okay. The Gemara and Lama Tess is Mavora that.
Chavit doesn't mean what you like the best.
What do you say?
Chavit and Lama Sakara doesn't mean what you like the best.
Why are you saying that with such confidence? What?
Isn't it Tadir?
Well, you normally like the best. Then not being in the mood, I normally like this food better. That's not like it's Rambush Shenim. I normally like this food better. The question is,
what
am I now? But not about. No. Fine. Now, Gemara brings down on Daf. Lama Tess, the Gemara brings down, there's a Maila Bracha Mavur. That a Bracha which is more Mavur is better. In other words, Hadama beats Shahakal, the Gemara is Mavur. So the place on the Shaila, what about an Eitz Hadama? Is Eitz Hadama enough of a Chilek in that? So Tess brings down first, and maybe she sees a bag that Eitz is more of a Bracha Mavur than Hadama. It's more Chashiv. And therefore, eights would be Hadamah. Then Tais himself says, like Ravi Shainim, that it's not such a big difference. I mean, eights Hadamah Shakal is a big difference in the Bracha. The eights and Hadamah would not be a tremendous difference if there wouldn't be any Seder Kadimah. So how do we pass? Chai brings down Siv Kimmel. If you have a Bracha, eights Hadamah Shabbat Shakal, eights is Kaidim. Fine. It's Shuvah, it's not a Bracha Pratis. Chai Prepare Hadamah Shakal, Hadamah beat Shakal, because Shakal is more Bracha Kloli, eights Hadamah more Bracha Pratis. Yeah, by praise, by prayer, Dhamma, there's the Shaila Bag. So Machiah brings down Ezra Mashiach Yisrael, and brings down a little bit like very Rishonim Rashi Rif. Most of Rishonim say you do whatever you want. There's no tremendous smile. It's not enough of a difference to make a difference. The Yesh Aimrim, the Bag, by prayer is Kaidim. There's a Yesh Aimrim, the Bag, which says by prayer is Kaidim. How do we pass Kim? Which brings down, it's Kim Achim, Nochim, the Yeshim is there. If it's Kedai to do this Shita that an eight goes before a Dhamma, only if they're shavim bechavivas. Only if they're equal in chavivas. If they're equal in chavivas, then you're going to go with the bracha mavur of eitz, would be tzadama. Mashenkein, if the boi pri adam is chavav yitzah, mavarach al chavav. If the boi pri adam is more chavav, so why do a chavav? V'chem rabbeinu min sheva. It's min sheva, kind of klei shal chita, with the poach, yechu shav zaminim. You should go bracha on the chita, which is a min shiva kind of pas. So basically, Mishra is only chayshu with the bahag in a scenario where everything's equal. If everything's equal, do the eights before Adama. Mashenkin, if Adama has Ayla Chabad, or my Adama has Ayla Shiva Saminim, then in the Kalami, you go with the Yongol to bag and you do the Adama first. So, Relach, if you remember before, instead of Aleph discusses, let's say you, which is Chabad? What's Eka Chabad according to us? What's always to do with Chaviv? Chaviv now or Chaviv usually? Whatever is usually Chaviv. So let's say you have usually Chaviv, Hadama, versus the eights, which is Chaviv now. What is that? And that's some Chaviv is more of a mile, and he's saying you have Chaviv would beat the Bahag, but over here you have the Rambam's Chaviv. So should we start the Rambam Bahag together to say that's first? The Halacha says that if the eights has one of the elements of Chaviv, so the Chaviv now would win, and you would make the eights with the eights would have precedence because it has a chavav now. And as we mentioned last year, that sometimes with Armitzah after Rambam, there's a case which we're factoring in the Rambam. So, case one more time: eights and Adama. Eights, if everything equal, goes first. If Adama has a ma'al chavav, Hashem Samin Adama would go first. If the eights has a chavav now, then in Echonami, the eights would go first. Right. The Gemara brings down whatever the muktam in the pasuk has a ma'al. And the Shavas Amina. What's the pshat? So being that the and the Gemara says also that whichever is closer to Eretz, it also has a Maila. What's the pshat? It means if the Torah split up into Eretz twice, I don't know what's in the Kuda. The Kuda tell you is that this is going to be the Seidah Maya. So the Shtam is a tremendous aura in all of this whole suya that brachas are Darbanan. So now if we're saying like Rais from Kedem Sopasek and we're saying Shtikal aura in the whole suya that how is that a vayz a simon to his brachas is only which is only darbanan. How do you see this thing?
Right.
So could you see the chesidus pri? Why the Torah tell you that? Because the Torah's telling you know. Torah's getting information. You should know what pri is more chashiv.
Why did it put it in?
Why? No, I understand why it's more chashiv. I mean, there's We know is when a kashuv chatayim because we knew a kachazav in second brachas if they know what's for chashiv, or we had to write in some way so we just let you know the seder chashivas, or you know just a little bit interesting. Or if he asks you wants to say tremendous kiddush, that by fact we see that there's a maila in the it's written in the maila. The vayis tachlis the seder kiddush is not done in hechaz brachas, it's done in hechaz achila. And even if and this is the tzura you have to eat, you know, it's not kamina, we're not making a bracha. It's in the middle of a sudor or whatever it is that it's a maila in the seder kedima. Not a din in the Seder Brachas, and this is a tzura, how one should eat things, which is just a man's kiddush. The pashas, sugi definitely is not like that. That seems a place definitely not like that. And, you know, it'll be a, and kipshi, you have to say something like that. The pashas, we see the type of order, the order of some of the chashivas. Now we know it's chashivas, it's going to be a maila. Now that what's chita goes before the other things, so it's a big discussion in the place, that the maisa, chita to the other things, is Ambrich and Shabbos. Ambrich and Shabbos, you said that what? Is a maila of Shabbos Aminam? And we said Shabbos. Is there any Ma'ashev Zeminim? No. And we said Shabbos is so either, you know, Chaviv Zewin, so he's just here Zewin. So if you have Kala Kedin of a Pasuk, it's Taz, Mangram, right? I mean, you're trying to be Yoin, Rosh, or Balabai. If it's Kedin of a Pasuk, what's the Maila of Chita, of other things, if it's Ambrich Zewin Shabbos? So. Why would we get a kedina? So, Rina brings down two truths. One teretz says that when chalami, kol kind of pachas on brachas in Shabbos. Chalami, one is if kes chit is hadama and the other thing is eitz, chalami there wouldn't be any maila of the hadama over the eitz. The same brachas in Shabbos and chalami would not be a maila of kol hamakdim b'pasach. The second teretz of the Rishonim is that now which chita has a maila is not in a situation where you eat the chita raw as a chita. That's going to be dumb. It's not going to be crazy chita. There's no maila to that. Why is no maila to that? The two different ways. Either it's mukach that the chita, the pasuk, is talking about you made into bread or into mezainis, because it says v'chata sadavrach, that you make a bracha. Now, okay, so chita, what bracha you make on it? Adama and what's bracha chayna? Marifashis. It's not main gemol. It's not perchazamazin. The pasuk is talking about chita, which you're making a perchazamazin on, or mezainis, or alamichy on. Alamai muchach that the maila of kriyas chita is not in a situation where it is going to be adama, and the maila kriyas chita is going to be in a situation where you made it into either bread or into mezainis. Something which is bread and mezainis has a maila as kedima. Even there's a with Ambrich and Shabbos, they do Chazer Vechaz Ezez, but it's an Adam. I'm saying Mezainus over the other things would have a Milo. That's more of a Bracha Mavur, or more Chash Vabracha. And therefore, the case where we say Chita is Kedamis is a scenario where, is a situation where you made it into Tavshel, Mashenkin registration, it would not have a Kedim. There's a third point to say that no, that, you know, it's, being that there is a mila of looked at a pasuk, so the zaymin is an exception. Ambrich and Shabbos, Shabbos and Morse is making a bracha on this, you know, there's no mila. You go a sechaviv, or you make a bracha, and you go or make another one. I think we're dealing with the mila of like Rum says by the Zayimim, there's exceptions. I mean, even though it's Ambrich and Shabbos, there would be a Maila. It's basically, the question is, that which Chita goes first. We have three possibilities. It says Mukta Pasuk goes first. Now, the first thing is Chita. Possibility number one is talking about Ambrich and Shabbos. Chita would not have a Maila over eights. Tadama, that's eights, so it wouldn't have a Maila. And that which we say, Kol Kana Pasuk goes first, that's a scenario where it's Ambrich and Shabbos. And as you have to, that's possibility number one. Possibility number two would say Zayimim is an exception. And Chalami, Ambrich and Shabbos is no Maila, but Zayimim is going to be exception. Possibility number three is that which Chita has a Maila, Daf can make it into Mezainis or Pass, which then has a Maila out the Mezainis or the Pass. Why is that true? Because either it's Ambrich and Shabbos, or that's a Maila of the Pasuk Chita, obviously, where Zamoitzi, Ambrich and Mazin, or Al Michia, because it's talking about benching. Elamai, that's the bechepsa. That's going to be the scenario. So how do we pass? I'm chayav b'inan kolkan pasuk. Eretz chita sarek on the bracha, and it goes first. Now the halacha discusses this cash right away. Why? I heard him ask Isaf Alam b'chavit says, "Embrich and Shabbos, do whatever you want. There's no mitzvah kedima. Even when Shabbos, I mean, there's no mila over here. we're saying kol kana pasuk goes first. Chidim is kind of shaminim. So the berlach is nitiyah is to go with the mahalach. That's something we made into tavshas shapas or tavshas mazainas, and that'll be the case where it has a ma'ila. Let me go back one step. The Torah brings down, before we get to Mechav, the Torah brings down that the Bahak Sheet is that which Shechita goes first is not talking about the case of Shechita. If it's just a Rochita, you make it a Tavsho, the Shechita would not go first. So the question is, what's Pshan the Bahak? So the Torah wants to say Pshan the Bahak is Bahak Sheet. So Yates and Adama goes first, Yates. Therefore, if Kay Shechita is Mala Adama, there won't be any Mala, Elamai Kay Shechita is somewhere we made Mezainis. That's what the Torah wants to say. The Taz wants to say not like that. It doesn't say that the Pshat is more like Alpi V'Derech the Rashba. Ma'ach the Rashba. The Pshat is that the Chita only, maybe the Safak of the Torah is not because of the Bag, the Shita Asai. It's just the Ma'al Chita is only because it's, the Rashba says, only one case where it's talking about Hamoitzim Rezainis. Mashenken, it won't be a Ma'al. Because Alacha Ma'is, that's a Nitiya of the Be'alacha, that the Chita only, Chris Chita would not have a Ma'al. There only be a Ma'al in the situation we make into Rezainis, we make it into Tapshah. Yeah, I'm
not
they say? Oh, yeah, no, that's Baruch Hashem Shabbos. I mean, the Rajbo or the whatever. Lobara, not sure. Fine. Now, Hudim by Yayin says that tomorrow we're coming to grapes. Tomorrow brings down, Dafka, Dafka, and Kamashain. If you make it into Yayin, so it's Kaveh Baruch La'atzmai, so it's Kseh Baruch Hashuva, and that goes first. That's considered a bracha chesuva, and therefore the yayin would go first. And now we're seeing a new story that we're adding on two more miles to the scenario. Tonight we spoke about Zaymin and Shalai and Chavav. We're throwing now Muktam Apasak as a mile. And there's another mile we're throwing in is that something which is a bracha muver, something which is more of a civic bracha, that's something which would have a mile. Okay. And the Chabad says it's a fact. How do you say that? That makes me tough. Shall pass. But a case of Shechita is not going to be Kedem. And the Kei Shechita would be Kaidam, and the Maisi make the bracha on the eights. He brings down the Kuach between the Magen Avraham says Dafka the eights is Chavav Yoser. Then it's going to be Kaidam, even though it's Mokhav Pasak. If they're both equal, and if Nami likes the Chita have a Maila. The Goyin seems to say that once. Just like it was a Savavim, because Neshav is no Maila, so to here there wouldn't be any Maila. So let's just decide a little bit in terms of what's going to be the, you know, Seder or Maila in terms of when you're making a Bracha. So the first thing always to figure out in terms of when you have a whole bunch of things in front of you is that receiving one Daf Lamed Tes, the Bracha, which is more Chashav, that goes first. Therefore, what's most Chashav Bracha? Hamaitzi. That's why Friday night we're making Kiddush. So we cover the Hamaitzi. The reason I cover the Hamaitzi is because that one of the reasons is because that's in Seder HaBrachas, the Hamaitzi is before the Yayin. We're making Bracha on the Yayin first. So for Mitzad, the like design of it, we cover it. And that's the Pshat there. Now, what's the Hamaitzi? What's the next thing in Chashev? Mezainis. So the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says that we see Mezainis goes before they. Does that separate wings down the way to remember it? I don't know if it's helping some Maga Ish order. I guess like you're playing with fire if you don't know your Hilchos Brachas, okay? So Maga Ish. So there's Mezainis, Gafen. What? So the Ayin is either Ha'eitz, yeah, Eitz, I guess, Eitz, Hadama, and then Shako. You know, that's going to be the order of the Seder Kedimas. So Ketzer Shulchan Aruch brings down that Lamaisa, Mezainis, and Yayin. What goes first? Mezainis. So you're making Kiddush Shabbos Day, and you have the same problem with the Beishan Shabbos. Just like Lel Shabbos, so you cover the pass. Why? Because that's the Mechut Rosh to go first. So the Shulchan Aruch that ordained on Shabbos Teish recovering the Mezainis, because being that there's a bishus on the Mezainis, because that's the Mezainis goes before I got an Elamai. We don't get from first Kasira Kiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch says those recovering the Mezainis also.
Isn't Kiddush Shabbos Day not really
a chiyah? Not really a chiyah. What does that mean? It's
whatever, I'm saying it's not a deraisa like on Friday night.
So that's
the case. Wouldn't you say that you go in the kedima that the pasuk gives?
I say all brachas are darbanan.
I hear, but I'm saying we're saying there's an asmachta from the pasuk.
Say that, don't make difference. I'm saying, anyhow, when say there are brachas, we said there's a reason why you want this to order. And mitzad echila, mitzad mitzvah, mitzad din, mitzad. Then we throw out the seder brachas. So kitzur shulchan aruch, you have to cover the mezainis. Many are not going to do it, right? So. Yeah, many like to do it. There's Eish Avram who charges, maybe says, because only passes, because a booster passes like the most chashev. Like, whoa, passes super chashev. And then it's chashev, but like, not such a, you know, there's a difference, like, you know, if like, you're stucking out the pass, right? Or you're stucking out somebody a little less, so, you know, that's chashev, right? Yeah. It's Avram who walks in, you don't stand up. Like, that's super bizarre material. If whatever walks in, say that, you know, that's bad. So, it's not plastic. As a little self alone.
What?
Yeah, there's a hakara about that. But the chara of the Yisrael Dover is that you showed a sensitivity. The bread doesn't have eyes. Right? Doesn't see. So it says she's showing sensitivity. Like, that's all. But to get some Mezainis, Gafen. Then we're going to go Eitz, Adama, Shaka. Now, Eitz and Adama in terms of the order. Eitz and Adama in terms of the order. We said Eitz only goes for Adama only if they're staying, if they're equal. If Adama be Chaviv or... I don't have a mile shift, so I mean, then done before eight. Now, one of the questions is, where does rice fit into the cheshmin hadava? Does rice have a mile of mezainis or not? What's he said to Shaila? Rice is nafin chemish aminim. So, but it is a bracha mezainis. So let's say, why is mezainis mean like gafin? It's because mezainis, because it's the bracha mezainis is better, is the chemish aminim dagan is better, and where does rice fit into the cheshmin? So,
how
do
you
want
the pasuk with kedima?
What?
Tell
me
how you want the pasuk with
kedima.
If it's a mile
and a achila
or in the bracha,
even it's in the bracha, the ma'isa, but is it? You know, it's mitzad the chashma ma'ichol shabai. So the question is, where does iris fit into the situation or not? So the two prima gadim is one time he seems to say yeah, one time he seems to say not. The kafachaim katan chav zayin goes more to prima gadim than all of that. It's not so much of a milo. The Eben Eizah and the Levush, you know, say it's mitzad the bracha shabai, and they say mezainis would be that gafen, and there would be a milo in the mezainis as opposed to the hagafen. Yeah, this discussion is Paris Eretz Yisrael a milo. Or is like, is there a milo of the certain fruits was kaiso and nimshalto. Kaiso is good compared to egoes.
I think it was a taz. It said it was in the Paris,
but it taz in the back. So, if everything being ego and economy, maybe we, you know, the Kavachayim brings down is my love the things which Shachar Tzisrael and. If everything were equal, maybe, you know, we definitely would give it a mila, but if there's any other cheshbon, chavivas or chasivas, and then if you're so excited, you're so kind of, I got the parasites to sell, you know, but I don't think in general, I remember once, Remsen Farms, was Remsen Farms there? Remsen Farms was there in your days, Muncie? Okay, it's right there, Remsen Farms, at the corner.
Was that owned by
a guy, it's a corner of Nelson and Kalish. Used to be there for years. It's like I came back recently and like everything changed. Like, you know, Ralph's Diners turned into like Haimusha. What's the hangout place?
Well,
I was like walking there. I came in Thursday, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, whoa, there's nothing much I know. By me, like 9 o'clock. No, by me, like, but I'll go upon him. So this guy, he brought in fruits from Eretz Yisrael. And he told everyone he has fruits from Eretz Yisrael and like no one's buying it. Yeah, and like no one's buying it. He's like, finally, yes. Yeah. Like, wow. I feel like being like, you know, you guys are like on the great Tori Gaza. Like, no one's buying fruit. No, there was, yeah, I'll shoot some ISIS. You know, they flip in or whatever. Anyhow.
I'm saying, you know, like a canned peach versus a fresh peach. You have both of
That's a chava. That might,
I'm
that,
saying you like
that just might be
a. Is there a
one thinks is a major. One thinks is a major maila. We're not thinking it's a major maila yet. No, I mean, if you like it better, then maybe, you know, then maybe it could be a maila. So Achos Kaz again. Brachos and Shabbos. What's going to be the best thing? What do you do?
Shiva.
And Shiva. Rabbi Mosi Gabas Chaviv. Okay, what second you have to bring Brachos and Shabbos? Shalom. Then comes Chaviv. Any Brachos and Shabbos? What goes first? Chaviv. And if there's no Chaviv, what goes? And Shiva. And then there's the Shaitzin has a whole topic. Where does Shalom go, right? Because Shalom beit Chaviv. But Brachos and Shabbos Shalom beits Chaviv. Over here, Chaviv beats. Yes, the Shaitzin goes back and forth about that. Yeah, I think that's more or less it. Whatever. The Shaitzin means all the miles in the Mizrinah is what goes first. Feet the, okay.